For more than 2 years, the Sunset Film Society has been expanding its monthly offerings of classic cinema and commentary, and this summer the Society added a weekly screening series hosted at the International Museum of Art. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. As the summer heat gives way to cooler days and longer nights, the Sunset Film Society turns its sights to films that might bring a little chill into your life. Jay Duncan is the man behind the Sunset Film Society, and he's back to give us a preview of the Sunset Film Society's October lineup. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you doing?
I'm great, but it seems like only yesterday, but it's been months and months since you were on to announce that the Society was expanding its offerings at the beginning of the summer. Here we are in the fall. I know that for the last 2 years you've been showing and screening films up at Artovino's Desert Crossing, and that continues. But
yes.
For the last few months, you've also had a weekly series going at the International Museum of Art. How is that audience building?
Yes, as of July 11th or thereabout, we've been having a Saturday showing every week at 2 o'clock, and it's going well. It's going very well. It's building.
Fantastic.
There's new faces every week.
And that's a venue that a lot of people drive by but maybe haven't been in and not realize there's a very interesting, I think quite beautiful venue in the basement.
Absolutely.
The 1950s?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, the home itself, architecturally, is Trost.
This is that on Montana Avenue, the formerly the El Paso Museum of Art.
Right. Yes. As in my youth growing up, that was the site for the El Paso Museum of Art. But it's historically important, architecturally it's important, and there's just stuff going on there all the time. Exhibits coming and going, and they have social Sundays every week from 2 to 4 where you can kind of have some refreshments and see the galleries. So it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. October, obviously, is the time when the cinema world often turns to horror films.
Yes.
A genre that's near and dear to your heart.
I thought it'd never get here.
But it is here. And looks like you've planned most of October we'll be looking at cinema horror, but also some other offerings.
That's true. It's a kind of a mulligan stew this coming month, because it will be mixing some classic films with some classic television episodics that maybe a lot of people have not seen or have not seen for a while.
So you're kicking off today, October 3rd at 2 p.m. I guess you gather every Saturday at 2 p.m.
Right, with The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but goodie from 1935. And as a kind of a companion feature to it, there will be a classic episode of The Outer Limits, which was from 1963. Mm-hmm. And this one, all of them were starring people who had either were just entering the field as names in theatrical or television episodics. And this one stars Robert Culp and Geraldine Brooks. And has a very timely message to it. I think it's similar in some ways to The Day the Earth Stood Still, you know, which kind of becomes more relevant as the years go on. So we'll be showing that. And also we'll be kicking off chapter one of the original 1948 Superman serial starring Kirk Allen as Superman.
Fantastic. I know all summer that one of the special things you added to the program was, I guess, Captain Marvel, the serial. So most audiences never get to see these anymore.
No.
There was a time when every Saturday you could see the latest chapter in one of these serials.
Absolutely, and they were done for the very partially for the same purpose that we're showing them. It's a hook, you know, to bring people back from one week to the next to find out how did they get out of that predicament. You know, so it serves the purpose of creating again and embellishing a bit on the original movie going experience.
October 10th, next week, there's a special tribute at the museum, so there's not a horror film per se for the Sunset Film Society, but you're also supporting a tribute for a great El Paso artist.
Yes, on Saturday the 10th, in honor and the life of work of artist Bill Rackesy, who passed away earlier this year, they'll be presenting a tribute exhibit from 1 to 5 at the museum, and also some special film programming in the auditorium. And we encourage everybody to come out and honor and recognize a very unique individual and friend through the years of the International Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm. So, but you pick up the very next Saturday, I guess, on your horror
back
series.
To that again, yeah.
And we should, I guess, note that when I scan over the list, these are classic horror films, classic horror supernaturally based television
yes.
that you're showing, but nothing overtly graphic or...
No, it's basically like I try to do on all categories is family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's suspense, there's atmosphere, but there's not any graphic slice and dice, gore and so forth.
Not a lot of blood.
Not a lot of that. There was a time when filmmakers got across the message very well by leaving something to the imagination and letting the mind fill in the blanks. And that's what we're trying to do with a lot of these.
So what do you have for us October 17th?
Well, if those of you who are old enough to remember a pilot movie that spawned a 3-year series called The Night Gallery, this is the pilot film. And it's 3 stories in about an hour and a half format that happens to feature an up-and-comer as one of the directors. One of the first story called The Cemetery, starring Roddy McDowall, was directed by Boris Segal. And the final episode, called The Escape Route, starring Richard Kiley, was directed by Barry Scheer. But the one directed in the middle, called Eyes, starring Joan Crawford, was by a 22-year-old upstart in his first directorial effort by the name of Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, I remember it well. I'm not sure I saw that made-for-television movie in its original airing, but... All 3 of those stories left an indelible mark on me.
that you were never to recover from.
I went back just a few years ago and watched the Spielberg segment with Joan Crawford, as you mentioned.
Sure.
And again, as you said earlier, this was one of those periods in television where you got these amazing golden age stars sharing the screen with
That's true.
Some up-and-comers. Is
I think she was reluctant to be placed in the hands of this kid, as she referred to him. But, everybody's got to start somewhere, and he started with a blast out of a cannon with this, which led to, of course, Duel with Dennis Weaver, which was made for television also, but then was shown in Europe in movie theaters,
So you're also not only looking at the golden age of Hollywood, but really one of the golden ages of television, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you're showing some Twilight Zones.
Right.
I see it's pretty heavy on Rod Serling.
Heavy on Rod Serling.
Twilight Zone and Night Gallery.
Yeah. Rod Serling, of course, was instrumental in bringing Twilight Zone to the small screen, and he was basically hired as the host only for Night Gallery, although he did write some of the episodes. So we're kind of featuring... Not really a tribute to him, but one of the trailblazers in television. Because, other than those 2 things, he did little things like Requiem for a Heavyweight, Patterns, things like that won Emmys.
Some of the great early 50s, some of those were live, I believe.
They were, yeah, absolutely.
Telecasts.
Featuring directors like John Frankenheimer and people like that started out in television.
October 24th, something a little more contemporary.
Yeah. Of course, when you get into the theme of the month and so forth, you have to kind of nod towards Stephen King in some form. And so we'll be showing Misery, which was one of his better adaptations of one of his works. I know that he places it up there along with Carrie and a few others that were adapted to the screen. But this one features James Caan and Kathy Bates in an Academy Award-winning Best Actress performance.
Kathy Bates in full deranged mode.
That's true.
Yeah. But you're also pairing that with another Twilight Zone.
We are. Speaking of bedridden, in the case of James Caan, we have The Eye of the Beholder, which is a classic one. Everybody that has seen that remembers that one. And if you haven't seen it, you will remember this one.
Yeah.
But it was written by Rod Serling, and I don't want to give anything away on it for those that haven't seen it, but it is a memorable one that was originally broadcast in November of 1960 on CBS.
So, between Stephen King, Rod Serling, I see 1 or 2 things here that Richard Matheson.
Yeah.
Some really great, great writers.
Yeah.
Being adapted or writing directly for the small screen, I presume you're going to be talking a bit and giving sure. some of the history of that, those that, great writers.
You know, the movie showings are free, but they do have to pay to listen to me. Well,
that's part of the beauty of it, is so you can get an education too
well,
and fully appreciate
it. Without
what
it being
watching.
Too scholarly, you want to try to add some tidbits of, and I don't want to call it trivia either, because it all has to do with the history of the property. The background on it, the people involved with it, and so forth.
Of course, this is a year where Halloween actually falls on a Saturday, so October 31st. I know you're working on some special programming. I guess that's a stay tuned.
Yeah. We want to keep some things a surprise, but I will give away one of the features of the October 31st programming, and that will be another Twilight Zone that not only people have seen in this form, but maybe have seen updated a bit in the Twilight Zone movie starring John Lithgow. But this was with that William Shatner guy.
Yeah. Pre-Star Trek.
Pre-Star Trek. This is 1963, called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet.
Yeah, one of the classic Twilight Zones.
Yes.
I should mention that while you're doing this every week at the International Museum of Art, every Saturday at 2 p.m., you're still dancing with the one who brung you, which is Artovino's Desert Crossing. I know you've cemented that relationship, and you're still out there every month. You have something special planned this month for Halloween?
We do. On the 25th, we normally meet at noon. This time, it's special. They want to go full throttle, so we'll start at 11, and we'll have a triple feature. Two classics, one from early Hollywood, one from a formative period of two great British horror greats, and then a more contemporary classic. So starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday, October 25th at Artovino's, we'll have The Invisible Man from 1933.
Mm, Claude Rains.
Claude Rains in his first screen disappearance.
Right.
And he's not seen on camera till the end. So it's a radio presentation pretty much, you know, with that wonderful voice. And at 12:30, we'll have Horror of Dracula in lurid Technicolor,
right,
featuring Christopher Lee, who passed away earlier this year, and the late, great Peter Cushing, as well as the formidable team that Hammer really built its reputation
those
on.
Those two would forever,
forever
be paired.
That's true. And then at 2 p.m., I can't believe it's, 16 years old now, but The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis. So we'll have, from 11 to 4, roughly, there on Sunday, October 25th
and of
at
course,
Artovino's.
Artovino's Desert Crossing, a beautiful venue and fantastic food so people can eat, enjoy some film, learn from you.
There you go.
All of these offerings in October sound wonderful, and I thank you for coming in today, Jay.
Thank you so much, and I want to see everybody that's listening out there at one of these at these showings, okay?
I've been discussing the October film lineup for the Sunset Film Society with the Society's director, Jay Duncan. The Sunset Film Society will present the 1935 Universal horror film, The Bride of Frankenstein, today at 2 p.m. at the International Museum of Art, located at 1211 Montana Avenue, and admission is free. The Sunset Film Society also continues its monthly series of films at Artovino's Desert Crossing in Sunland Park, with a special Halloween program on Sunday, October 25th, with a triple feature of The Invisible Man, The Horror of Dracula, and The Sixth Sense, beginning at 11 a.m., To keep up with the Sunset Film Society screening calendar, visit sunsetfilmsociety.org. A final program note, my own film series, The Film Salon, usually meets the first Saturday of every month, but we're making an exception this evening. Mark your calendars to join us next Saturday, October 10th at 7:30 p.m. for a screening of the great Italian master Federico Fellini's autobiographical film, 8 and a Half. The screening is free and takes place at Trinity First United Methodist Church, located at 801 North Mesa. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.